We all do a lot of traveling at this time of year, and when we can, we take our dogs. They are members of our family, after all. And I like to say to my dog, hey, Stogie, want to go for a ride? And most dogs, like mine, love to ride in the car. But there's much more to keeping your furry friends safe and happy than just opening the passenger door. If you're road tripping this holiday, listen up, because here are my top 10 trips to make your car trip problem-free. Number one, get to the vet. If you're going on a road trip, it's a good time to take your dog for that overdue visit to the vet. You'll be able to rest assured that your dog is healthy and get a health certificate if you plan on crossing the border while you travel. What you'll need will depend on where you're going, and your vet will know, so be sure to ask. And if your dog isn't a great traveler, the vet might prescribe a sedative like a doggy Gravol. Number two, travel with ID. Tags aren't just for luggage. Your dog should always have a sturdy collar with a home address, a telephone number on the tag. And to protect him while traveling, tape your local information and your cell phone number onto the tag before leaving, or get a second tag. Consider also getting your dog microchipped, especially if you travel a lot or if he's prone to wander. A microchip implanted under the skin is a form of permanent ID, and it can be read with a special scanner. Also, it helps if you carry a current photograph of your dog that can be copied, to make it easier for others to recognize and return him if he gets lost. Number three, pack and plan for your dog. Just like you, your dog likes the comforts of their home, their own bedding, their toys, their brush, even their own dishes. Bring them with you if possible. Pack a bowl for his water, treats, and a first aid kit. When I launched my first aid kit for dogs some years ago, it included medications, ointments, and bandages, and instructions on how to use them. Also, make sure you take a copy of your doggy's medical records. Most important, though, bring your dog's own food. Trust me on this one. This is not the time to get experimental with your pet's digestive tract. If you ever change your dog's food all of a sudden, you'll know what I mean. It's diarrhea city. And water quality varies greatly from area to area. A sudden change could give your dog diarrhea. Again, my favorite word. Instead, start with a gallon of water from home and water your dog along the route, topping off the gallon from local water source at each stop. That way, the change is gradual. And if you're planning to stay at a hotel with your dog, confirm the details of your reservations in advance. And make sure they really are a pet-friendly hotel. And, of course, don't forget those pooper scooper baggies so you can scoop when your doggy poops. Number four, use a restraint. Just as humans need seat belts, animals need some form of safety restraint when in the car. Pet barriers are fine as far as they go, but they don't do much to protect your dog. Get a dog carrier. Carriers are essentially boxes made to confine and secure your animal. They come in different shapes and sizes and materials, but all should be well ventilated and have a secure door and latch. They should be large enough so your dog can sit and lie down, and you can make the carrier more comfortable by lining the bottom with his favorite towel. But here's the part a lot of people forget. It's important to actually secure the carrier to the car, otherwise it could become projectile, injuring both you and your dog if you have an accident. I find that the pet cargo carrier is one of the safest carriers out there for your dog. Fortunately for dogs, here's a more liberating option than a carrier, a special restraining harness that can connect a dog to seat belts, preventing him from flying forward during sudden braking. Your dog can stand, sit, or lie down, but not get loose. And when you're ready to leave the car, just snap the leash onto the dog's harness and you're ready to go. And one last thing on this one. Before you open the car door, even for a second, make sure the leash is on him and that you have a firm grasp. If not, you might find yourself chasing your dog through traffic. I always tether my dogs to something in the car, so when I open the door, they can't go anywhere. And I find it's the safest thing. Number 5. For all you pickup drivers out there, don't put your dog in the pickup bed. Please, dogs love trucks. It's true. But it's estimated that more than 100,000 dogs die from falls from pickup trucks each year. Bumps in the road or quick swerving motions can throw the dog out of the truck bed, injuring or killing and potentially causing more accidents as other drivers swerve to avoid them. Dogs can also jump out, sometimes because the bed becomes too hot for their paws. As far as I know, there is no harness or leash that will keep a dog safe in the back of a pickup truck. In fact, it could strangle or drag him if he is thrown. Number 6. Don't overfeed your dog before you travel. Some people get car sick, and so do some dogs. So, rumor has it, you should give your dog a light meal a few hours before you leave him and feed him minimally during your drive. That is on long drives, by the way. Offer him small amounts of water periodically in the hours before the trip. And if you can, take along ice cubes, which are easier on your dog than gulping down large amounts of water, and they also keep him busy. And if your dog isn't accustomed to car travel or to a carrier, break him in gradually, well in advance of the trip, by taking short trips and using lots of praise. I just like to starve my dogs prior to taking them on a road trip, because therefore, if they do decide to bring up, all they're going to end up bringing up is a little bit of bile. And I also like to carry paper towels and a plastic bag in the car for that, just in case. So, number 7 is another no-no. Don't let your dog stick his head out of the window. Okay, you're not likely to do that at this time of the year, but you shouldn't do it even on the balmiest summer day. Dogs absolutely love to stick their heads out the window and smell the air as it rushes by. Though it's sad to deprive them of this enjoyment, many dogs are injured when road debris or insects fly into their eyes, nostrils, or windpipe. They can also become ill by having cold air forced into their lungs. What's more, I have heard of dogs that have accidentally strangled themselves by stepping on the electric window control, so keep the dog inside. Number 8, be aware of the temperature. Your dog can't tell you if he's feeling hot or cold, so be aware of the temperature. If the humans are wearing jackets, perhaps your dog would appreciate a blanket too. In warm weather, open a window or raise the air conditioning to prevent overheating or dehydration. Direct sun can be even harder on dark-colored dogs, so consider sunshades if your windows aren't tinted. And bear in mind, while there are vents for the heat or the AC in the front of the car, there may not be in the back. And never leave your dog alone in the car. This applies to every time of the year, but especially the summer, when the dog's internal temperature can rise to fatal levels very quickly, even with the windows ajar. If you need to run into a store or stop for a bite to eat, take your pet with you if possible. If not, ask a travel companion to walk your pet or remain with the pet in the car while you tend to business. And number 9, take frequent breaks. A dog's legs need to be stretched just like yours do, even more actually. Your pet also needs water and exercise and potty breaks at regular intervals. Having your dog lie beneath the cafe table while you eat lunch doesn't count as exercise. So, be sure to take him once around the block before jumping back into the car. Who knows? Taking time for your dog may also help you take in some interesting sights along your trip. And lastly, number 10, avoid poison and choking hazards. Some dogs will eat anything, but ingesting antifreeze, even in the smallest quantities, can be fatal to dogs, and for some reason, they find it irresistible. Clean up any antifreeze spills immediately. Even better, consider switching from the conventional ethylene glycol antifreeze to propylene glycol-based antifreeze, which is much less toxic. While you snack in the front seat, don't give it to your dog, especially foods that are known canine toxins, such as chocolate, macadamia nuts, grapes, or raisins, and also watch out for choking hazards in the car, such as pennies, socks, and small toys. It's amazing the number of little things that can end up lying on the floor mats during a long drive. Clean up regularly and have a wonderfully safe trip.